Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire captain, rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from the great state of California, where I'm sure he would much rather be fishing, we got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Would you rather be fishing?
Yeah, well, maybe after the show.
All right, guys. All right, thank you. Okay, they're having a pretty good night tonight because we do have some inclement weather coming our way about 8 o'clock. We've got a big storm system working its way across. We talked about that last night. It's part of the snowstorm going up the East Coast. But we're going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get a lot of wind. It's going to almost be like a miniature tropical storm in the middle of the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, got to start out with Ukraine, the obvious story of the hour again. We'll get into the specifics about it and what Biden said and what Kamala said yesterday, because that's significant too. You never know what those two are going to do to ruin your day. But as we look at things right now, the Russians are closing in on Kyiv, and it looks like the battle is becoming more intense around other parts of the Ukraine.
Yes, that is true, Captain. And certainly we're hearing more and more reports of direct attacks, targeted attacks on two civilians. And in the southern city of Mykolaiv, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I don't think that I am, but they shelled a cancer hospital where hundreds of patients were still inside, according to Ukrainian officials. So this kind of thing, Captain, is now the norm. It is all-out total war by the Russians, by the Russian government upon the people of Ukraine, and the world watches in horror.
Well, I watched them strike an apartment building, a high-rise apartment building yesterday, and, you know, I'm sure their excuse was, well, there were rebels there, a military watching what we were doing, just that and the other. I'm sure that was their excuse. But still, there were people living there.
Yes, precisely. And the, you know, the direct targeting of civilians is just a horrific thing. Also in the city of Mariupol, there was a maternity hospital that was also bombed by the Russian army. So, as we said, the world stands by and watches this. It begs the question, Captain, how long can this go on before something else is done about this?
Well, maybe Joe Biden's got it all figured out right now, because he said that the U.S. and other countries will move to end normal trade relations with Russia immediately.
Yes, we've heard that as well. We know that there is a big economic effect, obviously, that'll be had on Russia. Whether the oil issue is going to be in and of itself a deciding factor, I think, still remains to be seen.
And Joe Biden yesterday angrily slammed Americans for blaming him for inflation in his lie-filled remarks about Vladimir Putin. It was all on Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin did it. He did it. It's a Putin tax, he called it.
It's a Putin tax, yeah. I think we actually have a quick audio clip of that, don't we, Captain? I think of him blaming Vladimir Putin for inflation.
I don't. You do.
Yeah, here we go. We'll take a listen.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin. I love, you know, Republicans saying it's Biden's gas pipeline. Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished. Give me a break.
Can you imagine that, Captain?
First of all, let's stop with another lie he put out there. It was not 2 years away from being finished. It was within a year. They'd sped it up. And it was not 2% finished. It was over 90% finished.
It's just unbelievable the extent to which President Biden is willing to literally give a falsehood to the American people about what the state of affairs was with the Keystone Pipeline.
It's Remember, amazing. They changed the route of the Keystone Pipeline, which made it quicker to build.
Right, right. Well, but it wasn't 2% completed.
Not at all. It was not over 90% done and ready to go, and they would have had it done by the end of President Trump's first term, very close to being done. So that's not true, and you can't believe anything Joe Biden says. You just can't. It's not there to be believable. And when we come back, we'll get into Kamala. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, that's Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now you can go over there to the website. Take a look at all the stuff they have to offer. Where you want to go on the website is the Radio Listener Specials page. You click in there, you'll find stuff that's cheaper than anything else anywhere on the website. He puts all his stuff that they're either trying to discontinue and sell out, or stuff that he's trying to get the inventory down on, in there, and you can get some tremendous savings on the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. Now, you'll need a promo code. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Very simple. CAPTAIN is the promo code. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, and speak to a real live person. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden angrily tore into Americans for blaming him for the inflation. You just played a little clip about that. And I got news for Joe. He and his administration are the ones responsible for the inflation that he's talking about. The Putin tax. That is a bunch of nonsense.
It really is. You know, Captain, the invasion of Ukraine is a very recent event. Biden can say, well, Putin was massing his troops and so forth. And also I've noticed one other thing. They only talk about Putin. They never say Russia was massing or this kind of thing. It's all because they want to focus it only on Putin. It's Putin's price hike, basically. But yes, the Biden administration, from the moves that it made and moves that it failed to make, caused this inflation to start up. And now they're just happy as clams, Captain, because they can blame it on Vladimir Putin. But they're hoping that people will buy it, but the American people aren't buying it because they're not stupid. They lived through the last year or so of the Biden administration.
Well, Biden is not a real leader, though we get that, so on we go. He's putting out the wrong false narrative on the skyrocketing gas prices and budget-crushing inflation on goods and services and doing almost nothing about it. One can only hope that the American voters, and I believe they are, and I believe you're right, will hold him and his party accountable in November. I believe that is going to happen.
Yes, and it will be so overwhelming, Captain, that it will overwhelm any potential fraud that is going to happen. There's always fraud in elections. We know that. But I think this is going to so overwhelm that that it will just be a shock. It will be a sea change to the Democrat Party elite. But of course, they'll double down. They'll double down. It was somehow and then they'll question the election results. You watch.
Now, I'm going to fact-check the president, something that I've often done, but something stood out in his State of the Union speech, and I had to do a little research to make sure it was right before I got in on this. One item that stood out to me when he gave his State of the Union speech, which was particularly misleading, was Biden said he was, and I quote, the only president ever to cut the deficit by more than $1 trillion dollars in a single year. What do you think about that?
Yeah, really? That's news to me.
Well, here's the deal. The only way to get that badge of honor is to have had a deficit which was pushing $3 trillion to begin with. And, of course, that's the basic issue of adjusting for inflation. $1 trillion just ain't what it used to be because of the debasing of the dollar. And when one adjusts for the debasing of currency and the size of a previous deficit, Biden's deficit drop is pretty run-of-the-mill, especially in comparison with other times when calamities have come to an end. Now, if the COVID war is over, then when do we get our post-war boom?
Good question. Good question. Well, there's a lot of Democrats who don't want the COVID war to be over.
But it is.
If it wasn't,
you'd see Fauci out every day.
You know, that's exactly right, Captain. You know, we've talked about that a little bit off air as well. Where in the heck is Dr. Fauci? It's like he's been abducted by aliens or something. He's gone.
Well, he's still there, but they realize he is so politically unpopular that he was another reason that the Democrats were being dragged downhill. So they got rid of one of the problems, or so they think. But they still have another problem, Kamala, because Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday responding to a question about Russian attacks on civilians in Ukraine said, and I quote, we are clear that any intentional attack or targeting of civilians is a war crime, period.
Yeah, that's what she said. And but she's been going around, Captain. She's not really having a great effect on the entire effort here, I think, for obvious reasons. She did do this. I will give her this. She did try to sound a little more serious than she did with the Polish president. Now she's at least trying to refrain somewhat from laughing uncontrollably.
Don't you have something of her saying something?
Yeah, well, we've got it where she says that this is the price we're paying for democracy in these high prices, inflation. Yeah, we definitely have it. Let's listen in.
So we are committed in everything we are doing. And yes, then the president did say in the State of the Union, there is a price to pay for democracy. You got to stand with your friends. And as everybody knows, even in your personal life, being loyal to those friendships based on common principles and values, sometimes it's difficult.
So there you have it. Captain, what they're doing is they're trying to put us in the position that if we complain about high gas prices, we're somehow not standing up and fighting for democracy. You know, come on, give me a break with this. I'll quote President Biden. You know, give me a break.
Well, most Americans are just not buying President Biden's claim that sky-high prices are largely the fault of Russian President Putin, as the Dems are desperately trying to spin the message away from Biden any way they can.
Well, sure, because they see this as a real political opportunity. They see it as a way to try to reset the perception, because remember, with the Democrat Party elite, not Democrats across the highways and byways, but the Democrat Party elite, everything is based around perception. If you think they're doing a good job, then fine. Doesn't matter. They don't even have to be doing that. They don't have to even have policies that are actually helpful, as long as people think that it's somebody else's fault. It's Putin's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's Fox News's fault. It's, you know, they just pick whatever. As long as they can blame somebody, they're fine.
You've heard of the space station going around the world, right?
Well, that's right, the ISS, yes.
Who operates that?
Well, it's a joint operation, I know, but you've got the Russians primarily are the ones who are able to get there, get people to and from.
And who is on the space station right now all by himself?
An American astronaut, yes, in Vandehei, I believe.
He's and what was threatened yesterday of him by the Russians?
Well, there was a video that was put out by, I think it's called Roscosmos, and they were waving goodbye, and they looked like they were getting into the escape module and going away and leaving the American there. So that was perceived as a real threat that this might be the case. NASA, though, is saying that everything, that cooperation is still there, but it's very tenuous at this point, Captain, in the way that I think the Russians are even covering over American flags on different projects and so forth now. So, but there is a real dynamic here. We're just now getting to the point where we could go up and get our own astronaut off the space station without relying on Russia. But who retired the space shuttles, Captain?
We did.
It was
Obama
who did. That's right. If we had a space shuttle, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yep, you're right. Okay, folks.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A snowstorm expected to blanket much of the country this weekend is placing 65 million people under a weather advisory. The Southeast and Midwest are expected to get several inches of snow, while the Northeast is predicted to receive more than a foot. Russia is facing more U.S. sanctions over its ongoing assault on Ukraine. President Biden is calling for Congress to remove favored nation status, which makes it very hard for Russia to do business with the United States. As far as the progress that the Russians are making, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News they are advancing in Kyiv.
That they have made progress in the last 24 hours in getting closer to Kyiv, and some of those advance elements over by the airport to the northwest of the city did move a little bit further down the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's my pal Mark Walters. You hear him on Armed American Radio Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations all across the country. And tune into his program. I think you'll like it. Speaking of Armed American Radio, I'll be at the gun show today in Largo, the Two Guys event in Largo at the Largo Event Center over on 126th Avenue. And look forward to seeing many of you there. It's going to be an indoor event, so you don't need to worry about getting wet or anything like that in case the rain does come through. So come on over. By the way, they've got a little cafe there. They serve some pretty good food. And there's a lot of stuff there at the gun show that's not just guns. They've got camping equipment. They've got military surplus stuff. They've got bows and arrows. They've got fishing poles. They've got insurance people there. If you want to talk to somebody about maybe getting insurance for your guns, or perhaps you want to talk to somebody, a general agent or whatnot, there's always somebody there. And we'll have a few politicians hanging around, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take and have for over 7 years. I take it because it works. Now, the reason it works is because it's all natural. And the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to inflammation. Now, I have a problem with inflammation and swelling and pain in my left foot and ankle. And when that starts in, it goes to my hip, it goes to my back, it goes to my up towards my neck, you know, because it's all related, the spine, and that's what happens. And this is the thing that cuts it, that makes it tolerable, and it works. So I'm using it. That's why. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something your body needs to have anyway. It's good for you. And it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get everything rolling along. So here's what you do. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. To find out more, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the three-week quick start, $19.95. And if it works for you, you'll go on automatic delivery, and everything else will be explained. There's no club to join, none of that stuff. You simply buy the product to start with, and away you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you see the thing I sent you from Cheryl?
I did, yes.
Take a look.
We heard from Cheryl. She sends in a message talking about she has, concerns about information that's placed online. One app discloses info that mentions abuse about other individuals, including minors. She says, I still don't comprehend such situations are able to be relayed and left posted when criminal issues are given. It's alarming. She's absolutely right. Yeah, there's so many things out there online.
You bet.
Are just horrific and bad, criminal, hurtful and exploitative of children. In fact, that obviously, you know, we've got a long way to go to really clean that up. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and we do our best to make sure that we don't put anything out there that's third world or off the wall or something like that, because we don't want to even be associated with some of that stuff. But I get it. There's people that do that, and they think that they need it for their little sensationalism or whatever. But we do not do that here on this show. Now, I also want to give a shout-out to Felix and the gang, the bulk mail haulers out there running around delivering the mail from post office to post office. So Felix called in and said, hey, I'm out here. Don't forget me. So thank you, Felix, for what you do, and thanks for all the gang that's listening to us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate it so much. I mean, you're making sure people get what they're supposed to
get. And again, okay, who would have thought, if they didn't know what I just said, who would have thought that there's anybody working for the post office at 2:30 in the morning, roughly, delivering mail?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's ongoing. It's America. There's so many things happening across America in nighttime hours.
Yep. America's needs are moved by truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we keep telling them. And I think they're starting to understand that now. All right.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. We had a terrible situation yesterday involving six West Point cadets who were involved in a spring break, I guess you want to call it a drug party. They had fentanyl laced with cocaine, and it almost killed all six.
Captain, the substance of fentanyl, you know, when we hear about...
That's bad seizures, enough.
Yes, that's bad enough. When we hear about these seizures certain amounts of it, and they say it's enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. That's how bad this is and how small an amount that you can come in contact with that can be lethal. So, yes, this is a very, very big problem.
Well, they all went into cardiac arrest, and they had to be had to have CPR done to them, and that's how serious this was. I hope to hell they learned their lesson.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, to even get involved in anything that is even slightly related to how you could get fentanyl into your system is something you gotta really think twice about.
Yeah, and one of them is in very bad shape. I hope he pulls through. As far as I know, they were all young men. I don't know of anything else, but we'll find out more if we can. All right. The Dems called for Biden to end Title 42, the border protections, despite the fears of a looming migrant surge if they get rid of Title 42. What's going to happen?
Well, yeah, we'll just have a huge crisis at the border.
They'll run for the border.
Yeah.
And we won't be able to stop them.
Well, of course. But this is all part, at least in the concept of it, Captain, I think, is to continue to destabilize the United States. This is one really good way to do it. I mean, if you were trying to do it, if you were sitting around a conference table somewhere in the West Wing, and say, well, how can we destabilize everything? Well, this is a great way to do it. They do it under the guise of, you know, well, everybody can come to the country and so forth. Well, America is welcoming. It's always been, give me your tired, your huddled masses. But what they want to do is actually something quite different. They don't preach assimilation, you know, come to America, come legally, and come to America and become a productive part of society. So in other words, you see the opportunities that America has for you to prosper, but it's come here and do something quite different, and it's very unfortunate.
Now, I haven't said anything about Jesse Smollett until right now, but did you see him when he got sentenced to his 150 days jail and his 3 years probation with an ankle bracelet and all that stuff? Did you see the way he acted?
Well, I did not see it on video, but
He put his fist up in the air, the Black Power symbol, ran his mouth. I will not commit suicide. I am not suicidal. He was getting that out there in case he shows up dead in jail.
Well, right. And I think there was a district attorney that said it was a kangaroo prosecution or something like
that. That's what was said.
Captain, I think really the long and the short of this is...
Does he not forget that he was convicted by a jury of his peers?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, the long and the short of it is he did it. He faked this hate crime, which harmed immeasurably people across the country because of rising racial tensions and so forth. We don't know the extent of the damage that was done by Jesse Smollett. And yet he remains defiant and all this stuff. It's just all theatrics, but, you know, okay, he's got his 15 minutes, I guess.
Well, if he was showing that he could act, I think he showed us again yesterday he can act. He must have been auditioning for a new role when he gets out of prison.
I guess so. Was it like 150 days or something like that?
Yeah, but three years on probation.
Right. Right. Well, again, it's, you know, he did this thing, and he did something that, again, we don't know the extent of damage of making people go against one another based on race. That's a terrible, terrible thing that he's done.
Yes, it is. By the way, Joe Biden and the G7 has revoked Russia's favored nation trading status. The Congress was getting ready to vote the same here in the United States, getting rid of them as a preferred trading country. And Russia is just very slowly drifting off into the sunset.
Yes, and it does beg the question, what's going to happen if and when all this is over? We hope it is when all this is over. But, Captain, I don't see how Russia continues with Putin at the helm into the future. Russia with another government or another person at the helm who's going to do something to try to unwind all this, that's a possibility to make things better over time, not immediately, over time.
Well, he is too deep and far into this to back up, so... He's got to finish what he's doing, and then maybe somebody will remove him from office. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. We're going to get Kathy to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and bright sun.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Yes, that was me doing the bass. I figured that's one part I could do and not ruin the song. All right, here we go. We're going to talk a little bit about this. I'm going to hand it off to you. We've got a big-time storm from the deep south all the way up into New England, the Canadian line, all the way up into Maine. Starts out right about now, right along the Mississippi River. That's the borderline. The south is going to get pounded tonight. There's really bad weather in this in the south, not just rain, not just fog, but there's tornado watches and warnings, flood watches and warnings right now across Alabama, across the panhandle of Florida, all the way across the Lake City and headed towards Jacksonville as the system moves east and north. And in South Georgia, our listeners there right now in Valdosta, pay attention. You're under a watch. Pay attention. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
All right, Captain, we have just a little bit to tell everybody about out west tonight. We do have winter weather advisory to tell you about, but first, active snow just a little north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho tonight. We also have sleet coming across the interstate. This is going to be near Hardin, Montana, I-90, so be aware of that. There's snow to the east of that. Also, as we mentioned, winter weather advisory, though, brewing south of Seattle. This is going to be east of Portland. Is going to run down all the way to the California border, going to stay east of Interstate 5 right there. Then we also have some high wind warnings up in Montana tonight, and also high wind warnings around Cheyenne and Laramie and up near Elk Mountain as well. And don't forget, folks, we've got it's the spring forward, Sunday at 2 a.m. Everything except for parts of Arizona and Hawaii will set their clocks 1 hour ahead this weekend.
Now, we got to talk about this because this is another one of these, what do they call this, a bomb?
Bomb cyclone?
Yeah, this is a bomb cyclone, and it's going to hit the East Coast really hard because we have a powerful cold front and low-pressure system meeting with a warm front. It's going to continue to push eastwards towards the Atlantic coast through Saturday with a wide range of hazards. Now, of most concern are the significant thunderstorm threats, which are likely with damaging winds, and there will be a few tornadoes across the southeast today and a swath of heavy snowfall likely from the southern eastern part of Ohio and Tennessee valleys all the way to northern New England. I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. If you're traveling up and down I-85 this weekend or I-81, or I-77, or I-75 coming out of Georgia, I-79, I-90 from Boston West across upstate New York, I-93, I-91, you and I know I left out some roads here, I-20, the east-west roads, I-40, east of the Mississippi River. You are going to have a great adventure trying to get from anywhere today and tonight. It's going to just be miserable. Now, the bad weather right now to report, and I know that people are well aware of this because I know they probably all had it on their TVs and their radios and whatnot, but southern Georgia, to include Valdosta, is under a tornado watch, severe thunderstorm watch, and flood watch. Also, the southeastern corner of Alabama, to include Montgomery. Also, Pensacola, Mobile, Alabama, all the way across almost to Jacksonville, and all the way down just north of me, two counties up. They've got the warning right now. They do have a large area of storms, as a matter of fact, in the Gulf of Mexico coming down along the coast, which is probably going to hit my area around 8 o'clock in the morning. That's just a guesstimate from the Weather Service. They don't know for sure. We have a lot of really bad weather tonight. In eastern Louisiana, all across the state from top to bottom, all of Mississippi, all of Alabama, Georgia, it hasn't quite got to yet, but it will, Tennessee, east of the Mississippi, then we've got Kentucky, east of the river, then we've got the southeastern part of Ohio for a snowstorm, a warning, winter storm warning, West Virginia going up 81, coming across 74, up in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Turnpike from the Ohio state line all the way to Philly. Winter storm warning up, as I said, into New York, U.S. 15 all the way up to Rochester. And this is really going to be a bad weather weekend. Can't help it. Can't get out of it. It is what it is.
Vermont's in this too, winter storm warning. New Hampshire's in this too, winter storm warning. And the northern half of Maine is in this too, winter storm warning. So, Kyle, people have really got to be careful. And I didn't even mention, but I will now, that in the state of Minnesota, the state of Wisconsin, the northern part of each, and the North Dakota, it is just bone-chilling, freaking cold.
It really is. Yeah, we see that covering a lot of the map tonight up north that way, Captain. You're right.
All right. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, where they could pull in, get themselves a free cup of coffee, a shower, just kick back and relax.
That's exactly right, folks. And by the way, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, ask yourself this question. What can you get after six fills? Well, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just six fills as a member of the Drivers Club. Try that with 2 points with the other guys. So you've got some great incentives, folks, to drive right into the Pilot or Flying J near you on your way and just join the Drivers Club. Start earning points in everything that you buy, Pilot or Flying J. You can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. You'll get great offers as well when you sign up with the My Rewards Plus app. And simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And by the way, Captain, as we've been telling our listeners, the Pilot and Flying J, they're doing all kinds of new upgrades and renovations.
Yep.
Over 400 locations. They're going to spend $1 billion in investment for the truckers to come on in and have what they call an oasis out on the road. Good people from Pilot and Flying J doing that for you.
Yes, indeedy. And a lot of the Flying J's are due for a facelift, so it's nothing that we aren't surprised to hear. And a lot of fast food places do that, too. After a certain amount of time, they go and tear everything apart and then put it all back in brand new again to make things, you know, a little bit more comfortable and more accessible, if you will. But I happen to like the Flying J when I'm out on the road. Always have a place to park. The food is always good. The service is always good. And if I need anything like oil or antifreeze or windshield wipers or whatever I need, it's right there. So they got you in mind. And the ones that now that are putting in the shops, they've got a shop there so you can actually have your vehicle worked on. And that's there's more of that coming. So you'll see more of that in the future. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back. Hour number two here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition with more. And this cowboy is going to take us to a break, so let's see what he has to say. Here we go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.